This week saw the very public rejection handed down to David Moyes when he was fired as the manager of Manchester United. Despite the sizeable severance package, it must have hurt. But of course, everyone knows something about rejection, whether it's being turned down for a job, fired, passed over for promotion, or even not being picked on a team. But how do you bounce back from rejection? I'm joined now by Dr. Melrona Kirane, lecturer in organisational psychology in DCU Business School, and Mick Dillon, managing director of Cars Ireland, who, Mick, I remember very well, had to suffer a bit of a setback on Dragon's Den a few years ago now. Do you still remember it?
I certainly do, Richard. Yeah, I didn't exactly cover myself in glory on that occasion. I was pretty public humiliation, to be honest with you. It was roughly October 2009, something like that, wasn't it? And the business at the time, we had a pretty bad cash burn going on, a very ambitious development pipeline. We needed investment, so we got in touch with the Dragon's Den crew. And
so it was an online car sales site. In its early days, the Dragons didn't go for it.
Yeah.
But things have gone very well since then.
Absolutely, yeah. Great, yeah. The business was absolutely embryonic at the time. Now we've 800 car dealers advertising their stock on the site. We've got some really good points of differentiation across the site. So, for example, you know, most sites would just list, make, model, year, price of car, and you press a go button. But we'd go a bit further than that.
So you do a lot of stuff. And you sold half the company as well.
And yes, 2011, independent news and media got involved in the business as well.
Not getting the investment on Dragon's Den, how did you react? How did you take it?
Well, I got a lot of stick for the next 12 months from my mates and customers. Every time we'd phone a dealer to ask them did they want to participate in the community, it was inevitably raised. And just about when it was starting to die away, RT decided to rerun the whole series again. So it was torture live on air, and some of the Dragons were actually quite nice to me. Some of them were pretty brutal. They basically said they hated the business, and some of them said they didn't like me. Bobby Kerr went on to say something about he wouldn't buy a used car off me, never mind invest in my business.
That's a fairly tough one, I'd say, for anyone to say. Marona, when we talk about people getting setbacks, and it isn't just about if you're setting up a business, if you're in a job or you don't get a job or you get these kind of rejections, are there some personality types who deal with it better? Are some people more resilient than others?
Sure. Well, even if we think about what Fred Nietzsche said however many years ago, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. There are aspects of our personality, nonetheless, that we can actually foster in order to build resilience to be able to cope with adversity. It used to be the case that personality characteristics of hardiness, for example, was regarded as a key feature for making people cope with adversity. And what that refers to is the extent to which people interpret adversity as a challenge rather than as a disaster. But what some current research talks about these days comes from the School of Positive Psychology, and it started off with Professor Seligman in the States. He was the chair of the American Psychological Association, and his whole point was to try and direct psychology in a way that could be helpful rather than focus always on problems. And so he encouraged the growth of what's referred to as psychological capital. And under the auspices of his whole research project on optimism, essentially what psychological capital refers to are four traits that we can build: hope, efficacy, resilience and optimism. And the thing is, just to go through each of these, hope is not just hoping that something happens, hoping something's going to drop into your lap. Hope is actually about having a plan to meet a goal and persevering towards meeting that goal in the face of adversity. So people who are high in hope will have developed plan A to get to their destination, but also plan B and C and D, whereas people with low hope will have plan A. And then when adversity strikes or an initiative goes a little bit pear-shaped, they give up at that point. So we can build skill in terms of generating pathways to goals, and that's what builds hope.
So that's something you can actually do about it.
Absolutely.
Mick, there are lots of examples of people in business that were knocked back early on, who went on to become household names. The Colonel Saunders, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Absolutely. Henry Ford, I think he had faced bankruptcy 5 times before he stuck a big with Ford Motor Company.
James Joyce, for example, the Dubliners was rejected by 22 publications.
Wow.
Although he never made any money, did he?
Well, nonetheless, his book was ultimately published, and that's all that counts if you're an author.
But I think a lot of the personality types in business, there's a sense I get from, you know, talking to business people a lot and seeing a lot of people in Dragon's Den. Some people are very, very good at not taking criticism personally and moving on from it and taking lessons. Is that something, I mean, did you find that you benefited from the experience?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was very good exposure. I mean, we pretty much gave up on getting investment after the show at the time. We only wanted $250,000. And so we figured we'd go sign up 150 customers and that would get us our $250,000. So we got there within 6 months anyway. And then as it happened, investors started coming to us. They see that we were growing market share. They could see that, you know, we had a really good team of developers. And all of a sudden, the thing was turning on its head. They were actually pitching us. So
were you the kind of person, do you think, Mick, growing up, who, you know, if you got a bit of a setback, it would spur you on more? Or would you seriously question yourself and your idea?
Well, I suppose I probably looked at that wasn't. I mean, obviously, you know, when you're sort of in your late teens, you sort of aspirations to be, an elite sports person. You want to, you know, do well at various different things. I wouldn't have been brilliant academically or anything like that. So I probably, I was certainly no elite sports person. So I probably I was quite used to getting a lot of knockbacks along the way.
Melrona, are women better or worse than men in dealing with setbacks and rejection?
Gosh, I think whichever answer I give might be problematic. I would say it's very difficult to identify a gender link. What I would say, though, in relation to business, is that when we work, we derive a huge amount of results from it. We get a sense of mastery, a sense of purpose, a sense of identity. And to the extent our identity is wrapped up in our work to a great extent, obviously a setback at work is going to hit us very deeply. Whereas if you've got multiple identities in that, you participate in multiple different domains in life. So you have work, you have a family arrangement, maybe you're a volunteer in your community, maybe you work part-time somewhere else, maybe you assist in a charity. It means that a setback in one domain may be buffered by your involvement in other domains. And it may well be the case that perhaps women have more domains available to them to act as buffers so that a setback in one domain is not as detrimental as it may be if you only have such an investment in just one domain.
Well, business people, I think, often see their business as
exactly their baby,
a huge part of themselves.
Absolutely.
So they're inevitably going to take it more personally.
Exactly, yeah, they're wrapped up in it, and business people will see their business idea as their baby and develop nearly parental feelings towards it. But I think a big mistake that people make is when they confuse what they do with who they are. And business people may well do that to a greater extent. And, you know, in order to make good, calm, logical business decisions, we need to, in fact, remove any emotionality from those decisions. And that does mean parking the extent to which you feel it is you. It's not you, it's what you do.
Mick, do you have a better business, do you think, as a result of your experience on the Den and what you might have learned from it?
We've been growing revenues 50% year on year, or almost 50% year on year for the last 3 years. It did give us good exposure. As I was saying, it was a pretty mortifying experience, and you know, you really leave your ego at the door when you do that type of thing.
Well, you've certainly bounced back from it. Mick Dillon and Dr. Melrona Corain, thank you very much for joining me on the programme. That's all we have time for. Don't forget to tune in to Dragon's Den tomorrow evening at 9:30 in association with Bank of Ireland. You can listen back to the programme or download a podcast on your webpage, rte.ie/thebusiness, or the RTE radio player on rte.ie/radio. And don't forget, we may all take a bit of rejection badly, but hopefully not as badly as the Human League.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.
And The Business, presented by Richard Curran, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.